Electability. What a concept. What a word. What a reason to decide whether you're going to vote for someone or not. Because really, if you break it further down, it's the ultimate in fucking vanity. And it's the dumbest of vanity because it doesn't even serve your needs in any way. It's a vanity, especially now during the primary season, where you realize that people want to make sure they picked the winner. They want to make sure they picked the right person. They want to make sure they were on the winning team. And that even, you know, after you break it down between Republican and Democrat, it's still, even if you're diametrically opposed, you want the winning team on your winning team. When you decide whether someone's electable or not, you're deciding whether the winners in your peer group are going to vote for him, and that you want to be a winner. You want to be considered a winner. So you're more worried about the winner and being part of that group of winners than whether the winning got you anything. It's more important to win than to better yourself. But as long as all you're doing is voting to see, you know, trying to guess who the most popular candidate is based on talking to your popular friends, so you can decide how you can be, by association, popular too, has nothing to do with what we do government for, the services we want to provide, the things we want to do, the things we want to establish, the things we want to improve, has nothing to do with whether you picked the winner. It's whether you picked, as a group, the one most likely to do more things for you. But this whole electability crap, it keeps anybody from voting the way they really want to vote, voting for the things that really matter to them, because you're afraid you're going to waste your vote. Waste your vote. A wasted vote is one that's not cast. Okay, a wasted vote is one that's not researched, that's changed at the last minute because you can see which side is winning. That's a wasted vote. A vote for a candidate that's already won, that's a wasted vote, maybe. Except it's not even that's not even a wasted vote because they're giving a clear message. But is it a clear message if all you're doing is trying to vote for the winning side? What is this, gambling? Yeah, my vote went for the winner, therefore I'm going to get to baby. What do you get? You're in the same goddamn trailer next door to Mabel next door. Right? But as long as this whole electability, it shouldn't even be a thing. I mean, these people in New Hampshire are worried about somebody being electable. No, you should be worried about voting for the one that fits what you want the most. And hoping like hell that the country as a whole passes the test and feels the same way you do. Not you trying to figure out how to be part of the majority by voting with them. You're supposed to be trying to vote for the things that you want and you need. Not for the ability to be part of the winning group. That may want nothing to do with the things that you want and need. If you look around, perhaps you're in that circumstance now. But this whole, I mean, how many MAGA hat wearers voted for Trump only because they wanted to see their smug friends lose once? That's not a good enough reason. As we have well learned, that's not a good enough reason. And neither is this whole electability thing. Again, electability, I don't want to vote for him. Is he electable? That's why we vote. That's why we have the votes, is to see if somebody's electable. You don't only vote because you know he's popular. No, well, you vote for the great ideas, because if that's all we do, if all of us do that vote for the great ideas, the one with the great ideas is the one that's going to be electable. Not the one with the most money, or the one with the ability to put out a big campaign. Elections are supposed to take it away from being a popularity, a money contest, a I'm going to buy it contest. But as long as we play electability, we're throwing the whole idea, the whole reason for having the elections out. Just my thoughts on electability. I mean, how can you determine electability until after the election? How about you just vote for the things you want and need, and see if maybe the majority of people around you don't want and need the same damn things. And holy crap, you're going to end up with the right candidate, because it's going to be the one that actually is going to do the things you want and need. So just on electability alone, that whole term needs to be thrown out. Because, I mean, if we're going to decide who's electable, then why the fuck should we have elections?